Good morning, traders. Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Tuesday, December 30th, 2025. I'm seeing a lot of red on the screens from yesterday, and futures look pretty muted this morning. What is the vibe on the desk?
It is definitely a wait-and-see kind of morning. We are seeing equity futures pointing to a flat open. We pulled back from those record highs yesterday, mostly driven by profit-taking in mega-cap tech. It feels like the market is taking a breather, trying to decide if we push for one last rally to close out the year or if we just chop around in this range.
Yeah, the volume was pretty light yesterday, which makes sense for a holiday week. But we can't ignore the geopolitical noise ramping up overnight. We've got reports of China firing missiles into waters off Taiwan and President Trump issuing warnings to Iran and Hamas. Is the market caring about this?
Surprisingly, not as much as you'd think. The market seems desensitized to the headlines right now, but oil is ticking up slightly, sitting around $58. It is something to watch. But right now, the algorithms are more focused on the economic data dropping later today. Geopolitics is the wild card, but data is the driver.
Speaking of data, we have a stacked calendar for a holiday week. What is on the radar?
Get your coffee ready for 10 a.m. Eastern. That is the big one. We get the JOLTS job openings report and consumer confidence. The Fed wants to see labor cooling, so if that JOLTS number comes in hot, we could see yields spike and tech take a hit. We also have the FOMC minutes at 2 p.m., but honestly, the 10 a.m. print is going to dictate the morning trend.
Got it. 10 a.m. is the volatility trigger. Let's talk individual names. I saw Meta Platforms making moves in the AI space.
That's right. Meta is acquiring a Singapore-based AI startup called Manus. The stock is down slightly in pre-market, just following the broader tech weakness. But it shows they are still aggressively spending on that AI dominance. On the flip side, keep an eye on Tesla. Bloomberg reported that analyst predictions for deliveries are coming in lighter than previous quarters. That stock is up a bit pre-market, but it feels fragile.
What about the chip sector? We saw some mixed action there yesterday.
Yeah, China is aiming to mandate 50% domestic equipment for chip producers, which is a headwind. However, look at Micron, ticker MU. It showed strong momentum into the close yesterday. That is one of the few setups showing clear volume-backed continuation potential. If you are looking for a long, that is where the relative strength is.
Okay, so Micron for the watch list. Any other specific levels or sectors we should be watching at the open?
Watch the SPY support at 687. If we break below that, we could see a flush down to test lower levels. Resistance is tight at 689. Sector-wise, energy is holding up thanks to crude, but everything else is pretty flat. My advice? Don't chase the open. Liquidity is thin. Let the 10 a.m. data settle, then look for the trend.
Smart play. Protect the capital. Any final thoughts before we ring the bell?
Just remember, it is the end of the year. There is a lot of window dressing and tax harvesting going on. Don't mistake low volume chop for a trend change. Stay nimble.
Absolutely. Keep those stops tight and eyes on the tape. Thanks for the insight. That wraps up this edition of the Morning Dose. Good luck out there and let's make some money today.